This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Protesters in Myanmar on Monday denounced the military government's decision to extend ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi's detention until Wednesday. Troops and military vehicles were out in force Monday in an increased security presence in major cities. In Mandalay, troops used rubber bullets and catapults to break up demonstrations in front of the Myanmar Economic Bank. Local media reported that a few people were injured. The media reported that in Yangon, the country's most populous city, fewer protesters gathered Monday, partly due to a larger presence of military vehicles on the streets. Police in the capital, Naypyidaw, detained about 20 student protesters. Reuters reports they were later released. The military detained Suu Kyi on charges of illegally possessing imported walkie-talkie radios 2 weeks ago. This as it seized power. She's being held under house arrest at her official residence in Naypyidaw. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the arrests of political and civil society leaders are deeply concerning. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a letter to her Democratic colleagues Monday that Congress will establish an independent September 11th-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. Pelosi said the commission will investigate and report on the facts and causes relating to the incident, which she called a, quote, domestic terrorist attack upon the United States Capitol complex. She also called the attack interference with the peaceful transfer of power. The government of Guinea has confirmed a new Ebola outbreak in the southeast near the border with Liberia. The area was ground zero of the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa that killed more than 11,300 people. This is VOA News.